Let's talk about injuries, shall we? First of all, how are you looking ahead of this one tomorrow?
McGugan's trained, no reaction, so he'll is available for selection, and Semi's back from suspension. Apart from that, on the injury front, Zayeta and Buxton are trying to push ahead to join in training, hopefully middle of next week. But Coke is struggling a little bit. I think that's about it, is it? And Hutchinson, sorry, Hutchinson's got the all clear from the specialist, which is good news as well. He can now push on.
Right, well, I was going to come on to that. There's quite a bit to work through there, but let's start with Hutchinson then. When do you think he'll be available for selection again then?
Well, the specialist was delighted with him. He saw him last Wednesday. Specialist has said that he can push on, so I would imagine probably after about 3 weeks' time.
So in theory then, well, into the new year, into the cup, I suppose.
Well, we're not talking about the cup,
No, but time-wise.
Time-wise, the pleasing thing is, and like I said, the most important thing is comes back, stays back, like any injured player.
Do you get the indication with him that should he come back, then these problems will be then behind him, or is it always just going to be wait and see?
Well, it was a separate injury. Straight away, as soon as he went down, people automatically jumped to conclusions. It's his old injury, so it was a separate injury in the knee. Like I said, the specialist was delighted with the way his rehab is going. Knowing Sam will push himself to try and beat the. But the most important thing, like I say, is like anything, like we did with Lavery, is that when he comes back, he stays back.
And Coke, then, what's been the setback there?
He's got a bit of Achilles problem. He's had an injection in Achilles. It hasn't had the reaction that we were hoping. At the moment, he's got his boot off. He's just doing some light jogging. We was hoping he's going to be a little bit ahead of that, but so again, we've just got to be a little bit patient with him.
So after the time delay last week and perhaps the build-up of worry, how pleasing is it that McGugan should be available then for Wolves?
As soon as I saw the incident, I thought, "Wow, the referee did not give a foul." Two, he was out cold, and then three is then you see all the precaution when he's been stretchered off. The pleasing thing is, I think probably not long after, about 15, 20 minutes, whatever, I looked round and he's took his place in the dugout, which was good. But yeah, he woke up with a bit of a stiff neck. But he's had no reaction. He's trained fully yesterday and today, so like I say, he's available for selection tomorrow.
How close to starting a game fitness-wise is Lavery then now after he's come back into it?
Well, if we weren't scoring goals, we'd probably maybe pushing him a little bit. No, he's got 2 goals in a reserve game, or the under-21 game at Birmingham in midweek. He's looking fitter and stronger every day, and the pleasing thing, like I say, is he's played little bits of parts. He's played out wide for me a couple of times when he's come on, but he's chomping at the bit to start. But like I said before, that competition is healthy, and suddenly now the Atty and the Stevie Mays can see that we've got a Lavs coming up on the shoulder as well.
And Matic too, he's just been sat in here, so presumably fit again. Do you throw him back in tomorrow?
Again, I'm not going to show my hand till now before the kick-off, but like I say, Jeremy Holland's been performing fantastically well. Due to Lewis get injured, brought Joe on. So Joe, it's pleasing for Joe to come back. I think he was blowing towards the end of the second half. So I've got a nice little conundrum or problem, what it is whether I play Holland or Matic at left back.
And actually, two or three with some of those that are starting to now get back into contention. Because I know we've had chats with you this year where it's been about, you've got five or six injuries and all of a sudden things looking a bit threadbare. Well, now it's looking healthy.
It is. One thing you do know, I look at probably the biggest team in this country, Manchester United. All the facilities they've got, the medical side they've got, the treatments they've got available. It's a contact sport. You are going to get injuries. We've had our first share. Hopefully, the start of 2015. I'd rather see my physios redundant, as in not having much to do because the lads are fit. And the more lads I've got to choose from, the better, more healthy for Sheffield Wednesday.
It's getting towards that time, at January and what have you. Have talks started at all about maybe trying to keep McGugan a bit longer, and with that, I suppose, Drenthe too as well?
Yeah, the be all end all is the first question is the players. The players are happy. They're enjoying the football. The players want to play, and we've given Lewis the opportunity. We give Royston the opportunity. I think we've got them up to a good level of fitness as well, and we're seeing the best out of them. But again, it's down to their parent club whether they'll allow them to stay. We want them to stay. I think they're keen to stay. But the most important thing, like I say, is it's going to be Watford and Reading's decision.
Has the talking begun then on that? if you like, between
them. Yeah, tentatively, the question's been asked, but the be-all end all is that like I say, we've got them in the building, we want to stay in the building.
Are you starting to formulate your own plans aside from that as to how you maybe want to bring in Inzor, so aside from the players that we've just mentioned there?
Yeah, we were disappointed, obviously, that we didn't get anybody in the last window. The windows are going to be open again. And again, it's just a case of chipping away at these Premier League managers to say, can we have some of your players? But if I get a few boys out of the treatment room as well, like I said, the competition for healthy is only going to be healthy for Sheffield Wednesday.
Is there a particular area that you feel needs some attention right now within the team?
I'd like to see Lewis to get back pretty quickly, just to keep Liam on his toes, or just that little bit of competition. Like I say, I'll only bring footballers into the football club. They're going to be better than the ones we've got. So it's just a case of plugging away, monitoring, see who's not performing for teams. But one thing I do know, again, we keep on saying, and it's not just me, we're still looking for that striker.
We're almost at the point of starting in many respects. In fact, it started that silly season about star players. Kieran Westwood has obviously been fantastic, hasn't he, this year? And I suppose about keeping him, given the nature of his deal. How confident are you that come the bell on the end of January, Kieran Westwood will be a Wednesday player?
Well, Kieran's got a 2-year contract left, so that's how confident I am. It's all speculation. I don't comment on speculation. I've had no calls or anything like that. But all things we know is that Kieran Westwood has been playing outstandingly well. Fantastic keeper in the Championship. If it happens, it happens. I'll worry about when it does happen.
Take something pretty extraordinary or pretty big to get rid of him then, if he's on such a long contract.
Well, I think Kieran will be the first to admit as well. It's not just been down to him. It's been about the 10 players in front of him as well. And when they've got past them 10 players, he's pulled off some decent saves and some good saves and some outstanding saves and world-class saves. But the pleasing thing is that, like I say, when you're talking about competition for places, I've got Chris Kirkland behind him who's pushing him and desperate to get into the team. So it just shows that competition is healthy for the football club.
And is he still happy with the status quo as it is then? Because he in himself is a first-choice keeper in his own right.
No, Chris will be the first to admit he's knocking on my door wanting a game of football. But Kieran's got the shirt, he's keeping hold of the shirt. But like I say, I don't want any players happy not to be in the side. I want players to be like knocking on my door, concerned because they want to get into the team. And like I say, that's only healthy for the club.
Two great wins on the spin, looking for a third this weekend. How do you build on what you saw at Blackburn?
Well, time in the essence, probably at Blackburn, whether we get that again. One thing is we're playing a team on Saturday that I think they've not won in five. I call it a wounding animal at the moment. The most important thing is that we can't let them get a foothold on the game. It's how we start, the most important thing. It's the intensity we start at. We've got to close them down. We've got to be in the face, as we did against Wigan and as we did against Blackburn. And I've got every confidence the result will take care of itself. If we do that, we've got a good chance of winning the game.
Because it does seem like a good time to play Wolves, because they've not just been beaten. I mean, they've had a couple of hide-ins over the course of the last five matches, haven't they, as well? So confidence for them may well be brittle.
Well, they started very well in the season, a bit similar to ourselves, and then they've just had a bit of a blip where they've got beaten five times, where we were just drawing games. So, no, we'll give them total respect. But the most important thing, I'm more concerned in how we start the game and hopefully put them on the back foot.
That's what's happened in the last couple of weeks, given the Wednesday players a bit of extra bounce. I mean, to beat Wigan, a team that still have Premier League players in their ranks, and then, well, the pick of the bunch, really, and going to Blackburn and getting the result there.
Well, what we can't do is throw all that hard work away. We know, and I know, that, and you know, that our two wins at home is not good enough to get where we want to get. So we've got to make sure that a good win at home against Wigan, a good win against Blackburn, just shows how important it is to put points on in threes. But we just kept the points total ticking over with the grabbing the draws here, a Charlton away, a Brentford. We knew we were far away. And if you, like I said, I keep repeating myself, but if you'd said to me at the start of the season, four defeats after 20 games, I'd have snapped your hand off. I wouldn't have realised it would have been 10 of them would have been draws, though.
It's interesting, isn't it, about how you would want to paint the picture. Kenny Jackett's been quoted this week talking about, well, the playoff push is wide open and he's a place lower than, or Wolves are a place lower than Sheffield Wednesday in the table. So how do you see it?
Well, I just see the Championship wide open. I don't think, apart from probably Bournemouth, they've been consistent. The Forest have had a blip, the Norwich have had a blip, but they've seemed to pick up a couple of results. it just shows how vital it is. Even at this stage, it's more important to put points on in threes, and that can shoot you up the league because it's very, very tight. Like a challenge to players is always look upwards, keep looking upwards, because you don't know how far it's gone. We've got 20 games, 26 games to go, plenty of points to play for.